Blog Talk Radio.
Each day do you wake up and get out of bed? You got all these feelings rushing round in your head. You got that bout with doubt and neighbors singing the blues. Pick up the paper and it's all bad news. But you know in the end, happiness is your best friend. You can be what you want to be. Oh, dare to step high and live like you're free. I said, color, color your life happy. Color, every day you can choose. Color, color your life happy. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
The difference between try and triumph is a little funky. We all have ups and downs, but you can still be happy. If you're gonna step, you might as well step high.
If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
ColorYourLifeHappy.com. Get your happy on.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, January 4th. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Getting to I Can. But first, I want to welcome all of you, my listeners. I am so honored you made time in your schedule to join us. I realize that you have lots of other things you could be doing with your time, so I'm glad you chose to spend some of it with us. I encourage you to participate by asking questions or adding comments. If you're on the phone lines, all you need to do is press pound 1 to let me know that you have a question, and then I can click on the button, and you'll be on the air. If you are over in the web chat room and you want to ask a question or even just make a comment, type it in and hit send, and I will be able to see that and share that with my guest as well. Let me remind you that the show is live, so that means anything can happen. Lost signals is the most common thing that happens. So if that should happen to you, just dial in again at 347-539-5700. And don't worry about missing anything because all the shows are recorded and available for you later under on-demand episodes on my show page. I'm an author, coach, and inspirational speaker, and if you haven't already done so, I invite you to visit my website, ColorYourLifeHappy.com, where you can now invest in yourself by taking advantage of a complimentary coaching session called Jumpstart Your 2010 Goals. All you need to do is go over there and click Get a Coach Now, and you will see a way to sign up for the complimentary coaching. Now, on this show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. To get at that, I interview different guests each week from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, all those things that contribute to our happiness. Today, my guest is Scout Wilkins. Hi, Scout.
Hi, Flora. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. I want to tell my listeners a bit about you before we begin. Is that okay?
Sounds great. Thanks.
Okay. Scout Wilkins is also known as the Queen of Enthusiasm, Master Results Coach, and Practitioner of Neurological Repatterning. Like many of us, she tucked away her childhood dream to live the practical life that she thought she should. Many of us can relate to that. Today, she's going to discuss the path she followed from a paralyzing lack of purpose to living a life of full and enthusiasm and vibrant energy. She's going to talk about helping us get to I can in our lives. So many of us want to get there but are kind of stuck about how to do that. So we're going to get started. Scout, we've spoken several times now, and I'm feeling like this is a wonderfully unfolding conversation. Where are we starting today? What's new with you?
Thanks, Flora. You know what? I feel the same way. I really enjoy the conversations we have on here. And one thing I want to start by saying, actually, is that I know that last time we got so carried away and off on all kinds of fun tangents that we ended up without time to do the process that I had planned
right.
to do.
That's right.
And so I want to tell, I know I got emails from people saying, excuse me, but where was our process? So I'm just going to tell you all that I'm going to manage myself around time better here, and there will be a process at the end of this session, I promise.
All right.
So the coolest thing that happened for me lately was a couple of weeks ago, my son shared a video with me, which I have also now shared with you, Flora. Actually, I've shared
right.
it with everybody within reach of my voice or email because it was so inspiring to me, and it really sort of sums up everything that I'm talking about how much we create our external reality by what we're doing inside. Mm-hmm. And the young man in this video has just created, I mean, would you not agree, Flora, that he has created an amazing reality? So that's what's gotten me going down some slightly new directions. And
tell them what the video is in case somebody wants to look it up.
Yeah, I actually had planned to do that a little later, but I will tell you right
okay.
now that it's,
okay.
if you Google Choose Not to Fall,
okay.
you'll find it. That's
okay.
where the video is.
Okay. All right, I jumped the gun a little bit, but while I was thinking about it, I thought
no, that's great.
Somebody's
that's
probably
great.
Asking how to reach it. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it all, I mean, everything seems relevant, I guess, as we move into a new year, but this way of thinking seems especially relevant. Because of New Year's resolutions, because of this sort of, you know, the moment of stepping into a new time and thinking it's an opportunity to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just thinking about where our culture has been sort of stuck in some feelings of, you know, kind of hopelessness and
mm-hmm.
bleakness. I mean, certainly the economic news has been tough.
Mm.
So I've been thinking a lot about all that. I've been thinking about hopelessness and watching Daniel do his stuff and knowing what I know about how things work inside of me, how I've seen them work, how I've seen them change. And I had an amazing, a really, really interesting epiphany about hopelessness and what is the opposite of hopelessness, which, you know, I figured out last night is it's not hope. So it's
That's
a big piece. It's a big piece
yeah,
that has to do
is.
With this video. And so that's, I'll get to that later, but I just wanted to drop that, just sort of start with that.
Okay, great. So where do we start?
Well, you know, what I want to do is I want to just do a quick review of how we create our own reality and sort of walk people through it. This is just going to be a little quick review. I know that I have talked with your listeners about this before. It's the subject of my ebook. But it's really the platform that everything starts from. So kind of need to sum it up again. And actually, if you've heard it before, I would celebrate that because when you're learning something new, I know that I'm a really visual person, so I
mm-hmm.
continue to share things in pictures. My picture of how we learn things is that the first time something comes around, we're in there in our brain working like mad to hang a bunch of hooks to hang all this information on.
Right.
And
right.
the next time through, then we've got those hooks. We can kind of organize it. We can start to really learn things.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time around, you know, you kind of got your hooks hung up, and now if you're hearing it again or again, you can kind of layer it in and add details. So the fundamental pieces of my work, working with the unconscious mind, are that we are thinking, you know, generally as you move through your day, you think that you're consciously choosing most of what happens.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, what's really true is that our conscious volition is about 5% of what drives us.
Oh.
Most of what drives us, 95%, is our unconscious mind. And the metaphor, there's a couple of metaphors that I use. The one that I'll use today is of the captain and the crew.
Mm-hmm.
The captain is the equivalent of your conscious mind. The captain is saying, Okay, turn 5 points to starboard. And the crew all around the boat and down at the boiler room and the engine room, they're the ones that actually turn the ship. Mm-hmm. And they may have a memory that turning 5 points to starboard puts you on a coral reef and shipwrecks. Mm-hmm. And if that's true, they're not going to make that turn. Mm-hmm. They're either going to just not do anything, or there may be a mutiny. And so this is actually what's happening at a time when there's something that you want to do and you're not doing it. You know, mm-hmm. you feel like your own worst enemy. You're just stuck. You can, you know, and even doing affirmations. Doing affirmations is great, and that's part of the 5%. It's really, you know, eventually some of those will trickle down. Mm-hmm. But you're still being pushed by that 95%, that crew. And what happens is, the way that all this develops is that our first 5 to 7 years, they call our imprint period. And that's when we are little sponges and we're soaking up everything. And there's no distinction between our conscious mind and our unconscious. We're just taking it all in. And in that time, we're forming a view of how the world works. And we're taking in great stuff. We're also taking in other people's fears and concerns and worries. So at the end, by the time we're about 7, we have developed a picture of how the world works. It's our model of reality. Mm-hmm. And at that point, there's a distinction that develops between our unconscious and our conscious mind, between that 95 and the 5%. And that's called a critical faculty. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, the critical faculty acts as a buffer to your unconscious. Because what's happening, this is amazing science stuff, I love it. Mm-hmm. What's happening is that at any given time, there's 2 million bits of information coming your way. Mm-hmm. In fact, quantum science now would say, that number is from Mihalia, who wrote the book Finding Flow, which is a fabulous book.
Right.
Quantum science now says, you know, maybe there's an infinite number of possibilities, that everything's possible mm-hmm. until you expect it, until it's observed, everything is possible. So you've got all this soup of unlimited possibility, mm-hmm. and what you can take in as a human being is 7 ± 2 chunks. You can take in very little and work with it at any given moment.
Okay.
You know, that's the level of multitasking that we're capable of. Exactly. So to save us from being just completely overwhelmed, that critical faculty is really critical. And what it does is it allows in information that agrees with what we have already decided the world looks like.
Hmm.
And it does that through a lot of different ways of filtering. But we basically don't see things that don't agree with what we've already decided,
wow.
what we expect. Hmm. And that's how we create our own reality, is because it's like a search engine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a search engine. If you expect the world to be a grim, hopeless place, and you sit down at Google and you type in grim, hopeless pictures, that's what you're going to get. And you're going to think the whole world is that. And if you type in peace, love, hope, you're going to see a completely different world. And that is what happens for all of us all the time.
Wow. That's an amazing thought.
It's an incredible thought, and it's totally backed up by science. But I mean, this is the wisdom of the ages. It's also quantum physics,
mm-hmm.
that reality is brought into being by human observation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, following quantum physics, that's a lot of trips through your brain, hanging hooks and going through with information, because it's mind-bending.
That all makes sense, and you're right. It helps me to hear all this again. The obvious question is, how do we figure out what our unconscious expectations are? How do we figure that out?
Well, that really is the million-dollar question, because our unconscious expectations are creating our world.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we want to create a better world, we have to figure them out. And the way that we see what they are is to look around. Look around, you know. And if, you know, there's a lot of people that are sort of hanging on financially on the edge of being broke. And if that's sort of, I mean, that's an example of that one is even if somebody who's perpetually broke wins the lottery, odds are in 2 or 3 years that money's gone.
That's right.
Because there's an unconscious, it's not resonant with who they unconsciously believe they are.
Right, okay. Okay.
Right, that's just one example of that.
Okay.
And remember, it's unconscious. I am not saying that we are out there consciously choosing to be broke, to be unfit, to be, you know, whatever it is.
Okay.
But that's why it's so important to get to the bottom of that and say, first of all, actually, the most important thing about it and the reason that I'm so interested in this is because we can exert so much choice and control in our lives if we do one thing. And this is probably my biggest thing in the world to teach people and to offer and to invite people to join me in. And that is the power of taking complete responsibility for what is showing up in your life. And once you do that, that puts you in a position to completely change your experience. When you develop that awareness of your expectations and you make new choices and you install these new choices as your background programming.
Now, right now, I know that many of my listeners are feeling some resistance to claiming that total responsibility for the hard things that are happening in their lives. Many people really resist doing that. So what is, how do we handle that?
You know, I so get that. Of course. Who wants to take responsibility for the junk that's showing up? And what's the other choice? You know, there really are two choices here. I can choose that I am responsible for everything in my experience. Or I can say that I am a victim of random circumstance. And I, for one, don't like the feeling of saying that I'm just a victim of random circumstance. Because, you know, the answer to that is, well, I guess I might as well sit here and watch TV as anything else.
Right.
Because it's all just going to happen. It's all just going to happen to me.
It's going to happen to you, yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, I mean, in my life, I know that at this point I can look back and I can see that every single thing, even the most difficult things, have had a huge purpose. In fact, some of the most difficult things have been the most important things, and they've helped me learn and grow. And as I watch the synchronicities grow in my life, I mean, I hope that your listeners are able to relate to this too, that synchronicities are just growing in the world. You think about someone, they call you. You think about learning something, a book just shows up in your life. I mean, it's just... It really is amazing right now. And in the face of that, I personally, and this is just me, I just find it laughable to think that things are just random. You know, and everybody has the right to make their own choice around that. This is just my platform. And in the end, it's just a belief system, and it's the one that works for me. Which one works better for you?
I agree with you.
You know, one of my teachers said it in a way that was really powerful for me to hear. And what he said is, you know, I've gotten to a point where I choose to believe that I am responsible for everything that shows up in my life because it gives me that choice. It gives me power. The bottom line is, when I believe this, I create better results in my life.
Right.
That's the bottom line. So, you know, I mean, you're not going to prove it.
Nope.
No one's going to prove it one way or the other. So, you can make a choice either way. You can choose to be a victim of random circumstance. You can choose in some areas to be responsible and some not. What I've found for myself is that my position of power is to say, you know what, I'm going to take it all. I'm going to take all the responsibility, and I'm going to make my choices based on that.
Wow. I so agree with you. I'm thinking of even situations where we are confronted by someone about something. I think it just takes all of the anger and the potential upset out of a situation when you say, I take full responsibility for this, whatever it is that has occurred. If at fault, you take responsibility for it. And suddenly it diffuses the anger, the upset that the other person might have been feeling because they were ready for a fight.
Exactly. When you don't push back, it's...
Right. And it looks like one of the callers has a question. So do you mind if I pause here to let them ask a question?
No, it's great.
Okay. Just a moment. Hi there, caller. Give us your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Consuelo Serbia, and I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you. And I was listening to the program, and I really don't have a question. I just wanted to add something from my own experience, if that's okay.
Sure.
In my journey, I had found that I had lived a life of victim mentality, and I worked with many women now who are still in that playing the blame game.
Mm-hmm.
And having to come to that place of being able to hold myself accountable and, like you said, take full responsibility for, you know, the things, the outcome. In my journey, it's helped me to be more positive and to use those situations, I like to say, to catapult me into my destiny.
Right.
Because with all the choices that I've made, there was either a good consequence or a bad consequence.
Mm-hmm.
That came along with it. But instead of looking at the bad situations negatively and turning and saying, okay, what do I need to improve? How can I do this different or better? That has really helped me. So I just wanted to add that into this.
Thank you.
I find it very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
And I appreciate that thought because it makes me think of something else that's really important to say that I haven't said yet, and that is, there is a world of difference between taking responsibility
mm-hmm.
and taking blame.
This is
not about shame, blame, or judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And I would even say that when something happens, just release the thought of good or bad and use the word you used, which was great, which was consequence.
Mm-hmm.
You do an action, there's a consequence. You evaluate the consequence. Do I like it? Do I not like it? Do I want a different one? Which way am I going to go now on this fork in the road?
And
so
even when you're going
you so
after goals, thank you so much for sharing that. Even when you're going after goals, sometimes people hesitate because they're concerned about the consequences. Well, if what you want is there, you recognize certain things that will happen as a result, you have to take responsibility and move ahead and accept the consequences or the results as well. And once you do that, it frees you to. Otherwise, the you asked earlier, what's the difference? If you take that victim role, the big difference is you're just blocked. You're stopped. You don't have any reason to take action, to do anything, because now you've decided you can't do anything about
it. Exactly. You're totally disempowered.
So if you take responsibility for something, now you also have the power to do something about it, and that's a huge, huge difference.
Huge difference. And, you know, it brings me to another picture that I want to share because this really sort of helps me to talk about this and the work that we're going to do in a minute. And that is that it's kind of like being inside your house.
Mm-hmm.
You're inside your house, and imagine a little house, and you've got a front porch, and there's stuff happening out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And your front porch is covered with rocks. And it may be covered with little rocks, and it may be covered with big boulders, and, you know, maybe a variety.
Mm-hmm.
But the rocks are in between you and getting out and being in the street. And when you look out the window and you see people out there engaging and you see life happening and, you know, it's not that it's all happy, but it's all very alive.
It's very engaged,
you know, It's really a great place to be instead of inside here watching it all on your TV set.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, you know, those rocks in between you and getting out there, I mean, some of them you can sometimes sort of stumble over and get out there a little bit, but how do you clear those off? How do you clear that porch off so that all those, you know, I mean, maybe in your life they're not rocks, maybe they're just piles of clutter, whatever your mental image is,
right,
of what's piling up the porch and making it hard for you to get out the front door and just go play.
Okay.
So that's a that's sort of how I see what's happening inside of us, is that those are our unconscious pieces that are keeping us in the house and off the playground.
Wow. Yeah, the pictures, the metaphors help tremendously because we can all immediately relate to those. And I want to remind you that we have 19 minutes left, so we will get to the process.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. Okay. So, as we're thinking about those rocks on the porch, that brings me back to that video of Daniel and the parkour. Parkour is what it's the French name, is where it started in France, is for this new thing called free running, where these young people that are doing it, they have they have cleared their front porches in an amazing way. And what Daniel says, I mean, this is a young man who has, the name of his video is Choose Not to Fall, and he has gotten to a point where he just inside himself in every level has made a decision in this running that he does. I mean, the things, when you see this video, you will be amazed. The jumps that he makes and what he can do, standing on his head on the edge of tall buildings and doing backflips off a little tiny railing. And basically, he has just let go of his limits in this way.
Right. Yeah, I watched that video. And I found it amazing also, but I'm not going to try to run up the side of buildings.
Exactly.
Tell you
exactly
that right now.
I don't really think that I am either, but it makes me look at my life and say, okay, where's the parallel in my life?
Exactly.
You know, what buildings am I trying to run up, and what am I believing about it that's making it impossible?
Right. Okay.
You know, what obstacles are you trying to overcome? And what is your real decision inside? I mean, I love the line that he says, confidence does not come from repeated practice, but confidence comes in that moment when you know that you can make the choice. You can choose to fall, you can choose not to fall. And I so resonate with that because, you know, at a small level, I hope that all of us, all of the listeners, everyone can find some place in your life where you have wanted something and you have chosen not to fall. And you have just made it happen. You've let go of all the naysayers on the inside, on the outside, and just made it happen. You know what I mean? And that's, and for here at New Year's, the question is, how do you do that around your New Year's resolutions? You know, what are your resolutions? Where have you sort of each year, you know, maybe lowered, well, this year I resolved to go to the gym 2 times. It didn't work to go 3 times last year, you know.
Yes. Well, that is the question of this call today, is how do you get to I can, and how do you get to I will?
Yeah, that is the question. And the thing, it's, you know, it just isn't rocket science. There really is a system.
Okay.
And the driving, the rocket fuel is the desire.
Okay.
And the desire to change, there's an equation about making change that I heard in 1993, and I can tell you right where I was sitting, because it was a laser beam to my head. Because I've always wanted to change the world and make things better and, you know, whatever, you know, all this stuff. And the simple equation that this man said was, change will happen the minute that the perceived cost of making the change is less than the perceived cost of staying the same.
That's pretty. Repeat that. Repeat that.
Change will happen the minute that you know that the cost of the change is less than the cost of staying the same.
Okay, okay.
Right? And the perception, a lot of the perception, again, it's unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like you may consciously say, well, that can't be right because I know fully well that the cost of smoking is huge and here I am still smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And my answer to that is that at an unconscious level, you're getting more benefit out of smoking. At an unconscious level, the cost of quitting is higher than the cost of keeping on smoking.
Wow. Wow.
It's simple. It's simple and it's so profound when you take it in and use it. And the way, I mean, the thing that is so amazing about your unconscious is that when you do reach in and make changes mm-hmm. at an unconscious level, they so profoundly impact your life when you get those rocks mm-hmm. off your porch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is really just choosing to let them go, because mm-hmm. a lot of what creates our reality is our exceptionally tight grip on our personal story about what our reality is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
I want to get back to the smoking example, or tie in with the smoking example.
Mm-hmm.
What is, if the problem is some unconscious expectation of being broke, for example, what if the rock seems so huge, and even though you know consciously that you should quit, like in the case of smoking, you just keep staying in the same house. The rocks seem too big. We don't even know what they look like. I mean, I can imagine some of the listeners thinking that, yeah, this is easy to say, or I understand it intellectually, but how do I deal with this, especially because it's an unconscious expectation?
And that's such a great question. And the biggest way that you deal with it is to loosen your grip on your story about what is true. What is true in the world, what is true for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that on a conscious level. There are ways to do it on an unconscious level. I know that in the past I have walked your viewers or your listeners through the little change the question piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to do that again. They can find that at changethequestion.com. That's one little way to turn your story on its head,
mm-hmm.
and it profoundly impacts what happens. So what I want to do today is walk them through a process that really helps to loosen the grip on the story of what reality is like, because reality is different for everyone. It's a million different
wow.
ways.
Yeah.
Your reality is not fixed. It's
right.
only fixed as long as you hold it in this tight, tight grip.
Okay.
And the more that you can loosen that grip, I mean, that's all my work is about, is loosening that grip.
Loosening that grip.
Loosening that grip for
okay.
myself, for others. I mean, I've seen profound, profound changes in my life since I learned this.
Do we have time to get through the process? We have about 11 minutes.
We do.
We can get through. Okay.
We do. Let's just jump right into it.
Okay.
We'll just jump right into it. So here's what I want everybody to do. First of all, if you're driving, don't do this. Okay? This is not something to be multitasking around.
Okay.
So if you're driving, come back to the recording.
Okay.
If you're not driving or doing something that requires your conscious attention, sit back and relax. Close your eyes. And just take a nice cleansing breath.
Okay.
And in this moment, I want to invite you to gather all of your attention right here, right now. And an easy way to do that is to imagine a magnet in the center of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And that magnet has the ability to pull all of your being into your center right here, right now. All the pieces of you that were off thinking about yesterday, about what's for dinner, all those pieces, any worry, anything, bring all those pieces back here for right now. Be right here in your center. And in this centered space, pull into your awareness something in your life that's a challenge for you right now. Just something that's challenging. Doesn't have to be huge. Just something that you're working on that there's some obstacles to, whatever it is. Now, what I want you to do is imagine a bubble out in front of you. And this bubble can expand to be as big as it needs to be. And in the middle of this bubble is another magnet. And this magnet has the ability to pull out of you everything that is in between you and an easy resolution of this thing you're working on, this challenge. And so what I want to invite you to do is relax and imagine on a cellular level. Just sort of give yourself a little shake. Let go. Let your hands relax. Let your cells relax. Let everything relax and just imagine that it's all light. It's all floating. Everything is just relaxed. And all the attachment, any attachment to thoughts, to beliefs, anything that you were holding on to that was contributing to this obstacle, imagine all of that loosening up, floating freely. It's like dust floating in the air in your home. And imagine that magnet in the bubble pulling all of those pieces now, pulling them now into the center of that bubble. Everything that doesn't serve you, everything that doesn't serve you, just pulling out into that bubble from everywhere in your being, from everywhere in your energetic field. Everything that doesn't serve you, going into that bubble now. And now, imagine a second bubble next to that one. And in between these two bubbles, against the first bubble, there's a golden filter. And then from there to the second bubble is a little hose. And the second bubble has the ability to suck out all of your beautiful, beautiful personal energy and power that went into the first bubble. Because some of your energy was attached to things in that first bubble. So imagine that loosening up now. And in a moment, I'm going to have you flip a switch, and it's just going to gently and perfectly pull all of your personal energy into the second bubble. So now, flip the switch. All of your beautiful personal energy is now in the second bubble. So standing here now looking at these two bubbles, the glowing, beautiful, golden second bubble, almost vibrating. The first bubble, you know, it may be looking a little flaccid gray. It's, you know, you can allow that bubble to just sink down into the earth. The earth can transmute all of that material and use it for something else. And just take it. Take it and transmute it. And now see this beautiful, beautiful golden bubble and bring that inside of you. Bring that inside of you to your very core and hold it there. Feel the pulsing, warm vibration of this beautiful energy. And allow that bubble to open and all this energy returns into your being. Feel it out to the tips of your fingers, the tips of your toes, filling all the way up to your head, filling yourself with this beautiful golden light energy. And feel that settling back into your cells as it reclaims its true space in your being. feel that. Feel the power of your own personal energy filling your body, filling the space around you. Breathe that in now. And when you're ready, come back.
Wow. That's amazing, Scout.
Isn't
Thank
that
you
fun?
So much for that. Yeah.
And what I want to encourage people to do is use the recording and pause it and go through. I mean, I whipped you through this little process.
Mm-hmm.
This is something you can do for yourself at any time. And you can spend as much time as you need until you know that everything is cleared out around an obstacle and
mm-hmm.
you've got all your great, beautiful energy back around it.
Now, I know that this has resonated with my listeners as much as it has with me. What else can we do? What else do you offer that would help us?
Well, like I said, I've got that little Change the Question video, and that's another tool they can use, and I've actually set up a website at changethequestion.com.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go use that. It's totally free.
Okay.
And I actually, on New Year's Day, I found out that that's had over 15,000 views worldwide.
Oh, my goodness.
So
that's
I'm
amazing.
Pretty excited.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited about that. It's really resonating with people. And then the other thing that I want to say is that if you want to dig in and figure out what it's going to take for you to get those rocks off your front porch,
mm-hmm.
one thing I offer is an absolutely free one-hour, I call it a strategy session. And
yes.
my goal in that hour is to get you into action about clearing that porch, whatever it's going to look like for you.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I can't do one of these for everyone, but I do as many as I can. And I've got an application. Actually, going to the Change the Question video on that same page, there's an application for a strategy session.
Wow.
So you
okay.
can get there easily that way.
And I love that you call it a strategy session because that's very important to indicate that you're going to lay out some things to do and talk about things to do. And not
yeah, we're really going to explore together what it is that you need to get into action. My goal
right.
with that session is to get you into action.
Right. Right.
That's my goal. And then the other thing that I'm going to say is that I have, obviously, a lot to say. So I encourage anyone that loves this conversation and wants to get more conversation going, get on my website at scoutwilkins.com and sign up for my list.
Okay.
And that's
right.
also free, and it'll just put you in the conversation.
Right. And you send out your mailing. You have a newsletter?
Yeah, I send out a monthly newsletter, and then
monthly, okay.
Throughout the
list.
Month, I just when something comes up that's particularly cool, I'll send that out.
Wow!
You can join me on Facebook. I've got a fan page. I've put most of my energy actually anymore into my Facebook fan page.
Okay, and your fan page? How do we get there other than Facebook.com?
Facebook.com. Actually, you can find me at Scout Wilkins, and I'll direct you there if you request a friend at Scout Wilkins. But also, it's the URL is facebook.com/say.yes.to.life.
Okay. So
okay, is that weird
yes
enough?
To,
say yes to life.
Say yes to life with periods in between
with periods.
Each of the words.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on again, and I'm going to be inviting you again, so I hope you get ready to say yes again. Say yes
delighted.
To my show. And I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in. I invite all of you to join me again next Monday, January 11th at 11 a.m. We're going to have another exciting show. And in the meantime, also visit my website, Color Your Life Happy. Don't you love it that all of the things I do have the same name? Color Your Life Happy is the name of my book, my radio show, and my blog, and so forth. But go over there and sign up for your complimentary coaching to help you jumpstart your 2010 goals. I'm your host, Flora Brown of Color Your Life Happy, the radio show designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. I'm coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I ask you to please have a blessed week and a wonderful new year, putting into practice the things you've learned here today in particular. And remember, to color your life happy.
Color your life happy.